The Mishnah, starting from the third parak, the Mishnah, Kairis and Megillah. The Mishnah says that Kairis and Megillah, I made V'yeshiv. That's Agurus in the Mishnah. Literally means someone who reads the Megillah is standing and sitting. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us, Imratza, I made Imratza Yeshiv. You could read the Megillah, you could stand or sit. If you want, you could stand. If you want, you could sit. And the Gersa that we have, and I think it's clear Rashi also had the same Gersa, it doesn't say Yatza. Now, Kairis and Megillah, Aymid V'yeshiv, period. It doesn't say Yatza, which would imply that Lechatchili could be Yeshiva. And that's what Rashi's Mashma. Imratza, Aymid, Imratza Yeshiv. Whatever you want, Lechatchili could do be Yeshiva. The Me'imi exercise. The Me'imi says, don't be Gairis, Aymid V'yeshiv, Yatza. Kairis and Megillah, Aymid V'yeshiv, Yatza. Because that would sound like it's B'di'evit. But it's not. And we're going to discuss this soon. The Me'imi says, it's Lechatchila. You're allowed to be Yeshiv Lechatchila. So it mainly have to be Gairis like the Gersa that we have. Aymid V'yeshiv Lechatchila. Now the Chidushei Rashba and the Ran are Gairis and Kairis and Megillah Aymid V'yeshiv Yatza, but they also hold this Lechatchila. And they say Yatza is clearly left Afka because Aymid is Lechatchila, right? They can't both be B'di'evit. So it says that Kairis and Megillah Aymid V'yeshiv Yatza. Don't tell me that the Megillah is Mashma, the Mishnah is Mashma B'di'evit, because Aymid is not B'di'evit. Seish is also not B'di'evit. And they also say, it says afterwards, Kare Echad Kare Shnayim Yatsu. So that also sounds like B'di'evit. But that's Lechatchila. The Gemara says in the Braisa, Afilu Asar Karen, Afilu Asar Matargamin. Afilu Asar Karen is Lechatchila Dikolashe. And the Raja brings the Yishalmi, that asks clearly. The Yishalmi asks the Shaila, is this B'di'evit or Lechatchila? And the Yishalmi says, I have a Raya from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Maisa Rameya Shekara Mishra Beis HaKnesset Shebetivin. Rameya was Kari the Megillah sitting in the shul in Tivin. And the Yishalmi says, so Kine Masnisa Mutu L'Kreisim Umid Mutu L'Kreisim Yishiv. Means, the Pirish of the Mishnah is, like Rashi says, Imin Imratza Yishiv, Mutu L'Kreisim Umid Mutu L'Kreisim Yishiv. And that's even with the Gersa of Yatza, the Rajman the Ran hold. Now the Rambam says the following. Perik Beis Halacha Zayin Hilchos Megillah. Kara Aymed a Yeshiv Yatza ve'afilu b'tzibur. Aval lo yikur b'tzibur Yeshiv lechatchila ne'kavad atzibur. So there is a shaila in the Mefarshim if the Rambam means that Yeshiv without the tzibur is lechatchila b'di'evit. The Magen Mishnah and the Gayin both learn the Rambam. They both bring the Yerushalmi. They both clearly learn the Rambam's not being chaylik on the Yerushalmi. But when the Yerushalmi says Yatza, the Yishalmi says lechatchila. I mean, the Yishalmi is talking about biyachid, and the Rambam says that tzibur is being mechadesh a new halacha. That when you're reading the Megillah b'tzibur, then you should not be miyushiv because lechatchila al kapanim because of kavod tzibur. Now, what's the makar for the Rambam? The Rambam says like this. The Taz says like this. The Taz says the makar for the Rambam is the lashon haMishnah. Hakairis and Megillah Aymid V'yeshiv Yatza. Again, the Rambam has the Gersa of Yatza. That's how the Rambam brings it. The Rambam clearly had the Gersa. Kara Aymid V'yeshiv Yatza. But here you have a problem. Yatza sounds like B'di'evit, but on the other hand, Aymid V'yeshiv, Aymid's not B'di'evit. The fact that it says Aymid V'yeshiv, that's the Rajman the Ran's Diuk, sounds like just like Aymid is Lechatchila. So Yeshiv also sounds like Lechatchila. So the Rambam, because of this problem, says, Vaistay says, hey, there is a Lechatchila Dik Yeshiv, and that's B'yachid. But there is a B'di'evit Dik Yeshiv, and that's B'tzibur. If Yeshiv is always B'di'evit, it should just say, Akaris and Megillah, Yeshiv, Yatza, period. And then, of course, we know Aymid is Lechatchila. If Yeshiv is B'di'evit, so Aymid is Lechatchila. Since it says Aymid V'yeshiv, it wants to hint to you that Yeshiv could also be Lechatchila. But since it says Yatza, it wants to teach you that there's times that Yeshiv is B'di'evit. And the Rambam decided B'tzibur, it's B'di'evit. The Gayin says that the Rambam's Mekayis from Kriya Satera. The Yerushalmi says that Kriya Satera B'tzibur needs a midah because of Kavod HaTzibur. So Mel, if that's the time, what should be the difference, Kriya Satera, Kriya Megillah, the Kavod HaTzibur should be the same by both. Now there's a Prima Gadim, and Simon Taflam Beis in the middle, Mishmas HaSav Sukhan Beis Tam, in the middle of the Shtickle, he asks just the question, that how could you say that the Yerushalmi is only talking about B'yachid, and the Rambam is saying that B'tzibur is a din that Yeshiv is B'di'evit. The Yerushalmi brings right for Amei Shekara Miyushiv Beis HaKnesset Shebetivin. Sounds like in Shul and the Tzibur, he was kari. And that is the Shami's raya that it's lechatchila. So lechari, you see that a tzibur is lechatchila. As a prima gadam asks, and he blives for it, in the prima gadam's own sefer called Rosh Yosef on the Gemara, over here, he answers the kasha. He says, basically, kasha b'tibin doesn't necessarily mean there was a tzibur. There could have been a village, basic knesses, without a minion. Now, the Taz and the Gayan sound like this din of not to be kariyesha b'tchila, lechatchila, menekaven a tzibur, b'tzibur, is midin in the Gemara. The Taz is b'daik from the Mishnah, the Gayan brings raya from Yishalmi. The Me'iri, when he brings it down, he says, like we said before, the Me'iri says, avad the Mishnah means lechatchila, but there's a minig that b'tzibur, you stand, misnekaven a tzibur. And B'alacha thinks that this is what the Rambam means. L'chayr, it's not like the Taz and the Gayan. We're going to speak about this a little bit later. There is a mahalach in the Rambam, though, that the Rambam means it's always b'di'evit. When the Rambam says, Kara aymed ayeshev yatzev afilu b'tzibur, avalekir b'tzibur yeshev achil nekaven atzibur, the first part of the Rambam that says that yatzev afilu b'tzibur, that sounds like yatzev b'di'evit. But the next part sounds very much not that way, because the lechav b'tzibur yesh lechim lekaved atzibur. It sounds like without the tzibur, yeshiv is lechav chila. But the lechav mishnah brings the tur that the Rambam means b'di'evin, and I saw the Rishon Litzion here from the Malar Chaim Hakadosh al Torah is medayik in the Rambam. He reads the Rambam in a way he has like a few diyukim in the Rambam, and the Rambam means it's always b'di'evin. There is such a shita also in the Shibale Alekid. He brings in the Chuvah Sagayin that says, Mikra Megillah is Mu'umid, Avagav the Tana Kairis and Megillah Oim Vyeshev Yatzah, Mitzvasa Ba'amida. The Chuvah of the, from Chuvah Sagayinim, Chuvah of the Gayin. And that will be Mashma even B'yachit. So we have the Rajma and the Ran, and Rashi doesn't make any mention that Tzibur is a Din L'chatchila of Amida. And we have the Rambam that says that a Tzibur L'chatchila is Ba'amida. And it could be he means like the Me'iri, that that was a minig that was not Medina de Gemara, but the Taz and the Gayan learns Medina de Gemara. And we do have a possibility, the Tur, when he brings the Rambam, it sounds like he holds in the Rambam, it's B'di'evid, the Lecha Mishnah, and the Rishon Litzion holds that way in the Rambam, that the whole din of yeshiva is B'di'evid, even B'yachit. So here's a bit of the problem. The Gemara starts with Tana Masha'en Kayim B'Teira. And Rashi says, She'en Kayim B'Teira B'Tzibur Me'yoshev. And the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. So the Gemara makes a difference in Megillah and Torah, and Rashi teaches, what does it mean Torah? Kriyas Torah b'tzibur. Now this din by Torah is the machlokes ha'peskim if it's l'chatchila or b'di'evit. The Bach in Siman Tafrei Tzadik says that it's ma'akev even b'di'evit. If somebody reads the Torah, someone lanes the Torah sitting, he should lane it again. They're not yetzer kriyas ha'Torah, and they have to lane again. That's what the Bach says. The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph and Nuchas Kriyas HaTorah Sif Katan Aleph is Mesupik. He says the Tur and the Geis Maimini are Mashma like the Bach. The Mashma is even B'di'evit. But Rashi is Mashma is even L'chachila. And it's only L'chachila. I don't have a clarkite what's the Mashma Yisim Rashi. She'en Karim B'Torah sounds like L'chachila in Karim B'Torah. Or even the Bach and the Geis Maimini. What is that the Magen Avraham says it? The Mimi also says very clearly, like we'll explain, that you are Yetzer Kriyas HaTorah B'di'evid B'Yeshiva. Magen Avraham wants to bring a raya from the Gemara and say to Daf Mem Aleph that when the Melech is Kari B'Torah, is Kari Me'yushev, and he says the Paiskim in Hilchas Eidus bring a raya that an Eid that's made Me'yushev is a Kasher Eidus B'di'evid, even though the Chachil is a Mitzvah B'Amida, but if he's Miyushev, it doesn't pass all the Eidus of being right, because since the Talmud Chacham could be made L'chatchila Miyushev, Vayistais, anyone else, even B'di'evit, it won't pass all. So you see that, so since you see such a thing by Eidus, so who would then make Kriyas HaTorah? If I find in the Gemara and say that Afim Aleph, that a Melech could read Miyushev, so Vayist L'chatchila, so Vayistais, everyone else, Al-Kapanim B'di'evit, would work. But the Magen Avraham says, Yesh L'chalik. He doesn't explain. The Mefarshim there, Prima Gadon, Maxa Shekel, Vashisrad, they say two possible chalukim. Either there's a chaluk of Talmud Chacham and a Melech, that if it's possible the Eved, you wouldn't make an exception for a Talmud Chacham, but maybe for a Melech you would. And the other one is that by Eidus is a din deraisa. V'amdu shnei anoshim is a din deraisa. Eidus is a deraisa dika din. If the Torah meant it as a psul, they certainly can't make an exception for a Talmud Chacham. Kriyas HaTorah is a derabanan dika din. The whole Kriyas HaTorah is derabanan. We said, maybe there's a mitzvah kiyumis mi deraisa, but the chi of Kriyas HaTorah is certainly derabanan. The question is, how are the Rabbanim Misakin the din of Kriya Satayr? So, you could say that the din Amida was the Chatkhila, and you could, but you could say, I'm saying the din Amida is B'di'evin, and still, for a Melech, they weren't Maimid Devrayim, P'makim Kavad Melech. It's a different thing. So the Chilik is either Tam Chacham or Melech, or the Chilik is if it's Deraisa, then you wouldn't make exceptions, unless it would be Kashi B'di'evin, and if it's the Rabbanan, you'd be able to make exceptions even if it's not Kashi B'di'evit. Now it's interesting. The Achrayim here, the Pnei Yeshua, the Turi Evin, and the Sfasemis, they all, Neman for a Pasha, said, but Kriya Sotayr is not Maka B'di'evit. I'm not sure why they didn't bring the Magen Avraham, but that's what they Neman. That's a Vada, the Pasha Pshat. Kriya Sotayr is, of course, not Maka B'di'evit, they Neman. And from there, they bring a Raya, that Kriya Megillah, like we're discussing, that Kriya Megillah, that a Kriya Megillah, Ayim V'yeshiv, would have to be even lechachila, right? The Mishnah says that Megillah could be done by yeshiva, and we're discussing if that means lechachila b'di'evit. The Gemara says Masha'en came b'teira. Teira has to be done by Amida, and again we're discussing if skill b'di'evit. If you can enemah that teira is lechachila, and b'di'evit yaitzah kriyas a teira b'yeshiva, so then obviously if teira is different than Megillah. So obviously, Megillah the Pshat is even lechachila you can do be yeshiva. Because if not, what would be the chilat decrease Megillah and Kriyas Torah? Both of them need a midah lechachila. Both of them, but the Evid is good be yeshiva. The Meiri Mamar says this also. Just the same thing that Meishur to Evid is Fasem say, the Meiri says it already before them. The Meiri says, Kriyas Torah in Emzan, of course, is only lechachila. It's Eden the name of the era. It's a covenant Torah. There's no din be the Evid. It's not a psul. So I bezai, since of course Kriyas Torah is of course, only a din lechachila, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. It's not a din in Kriyas Torah. It's a din, the proper way to read the Torah. But if you didn't do that way, okay, you were over, but avadu yetz Kriyas Torah, that's what the Achrayim and the Meiri before them, Neman. So Ibazai, since you're contrasting Megillah to Torah, so the Gemara doesn't mean that Megillah yetz b'di'evit b'yeshiva, it would have to mean by Megillah that even lechachila it's b'yeshiva. Now Kriyas Torah is always b'tzibur. So we're having going to have a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam that says that Megillah B'tzibur Yeshiv is B'di'evit, and he can't have Yeshiv Achila. So what's the difference between Megillah and Torah? Torah is always B'tzibur. So L'chaira, you're going to have to say in the Rambam, we already said that there are the Bach, Paskins, that Kriyas HaTorah and B'di'evit is Ma'akiv, and the Magen Avraham is Mesupik about it. So I guess you'll have to learn the Rambam that he holds that Kriyas HaTorah is Ma'akiv B'di'evit. And then you have a chilek, that if someone reads the Torah b'tzibur miyoshev, he's not yetzah b'di'evit. If someone reads the Megillah b'tzibur miyoshev, he's yetzah. He's just not lechachila. So that has to be the setup. But the problem is like this. The pre-Megadim, Simen Kafam Aleph, Mishma Zezav, Simen Sefkat Aleph, he's medayik. The Rambam, he's medayik. The Rambam leaves out this din, this Tanam Asha'en came b'Torah, the Rambam leaves out. The only thing the Rambam says is that he says in Perik in Hilchos Tefila, Perik Yevez Lachin Aleph, the Ena Metargim Nishan Loila Amid Voilakar Loimid Biyura Ve'ema. The Metargim of the Torah, he says, cannot be leaning on a Amid or a Kaira. He has to be standing Ve'ema Ve'ira. So the guy's Maimoni there says, V'Kolshken Akaira B'Torah. But that's all you hear from the Rambam. Now that's clearly not a din of B'di'evid. I would assume that a Metargim anyway is not a Chiyiv, like we'll have, and B'chalal, the Rambam says, "Ain a matargim nishan loy elaimin b'yira ve'ema." Clearly, mashma lashel of a chachila. So that's l'chayre. The Rambam would not. If you ask the Rambam, why did he leave out the Torah is b'amida? So the answer is, I said that the matargim can't be leaning. So kol shekhen the matargim can't be sitting, and kol shekhen the Torah b'Torah can't be either leaning or sitting. So it's all implied with this halacha that the matargim can't lean. Because he has to be Ayim V'yira, and that would tell me that Kriya has to be Ba'amida. But if that's true, so then he also not Makib B'di'evit. So in Mela we have a problem, and as I tie it to Prima God, as I could set up the sigil like this, that all the Paiskim that Neman, that Kriya Satayr is not Makib B'di'evit, that's the Stimus of the Mishnah Berurah there in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, so they have to hold that Megillah, even B'tzibur, is lechatchila b'miyoshev, because otherwise it is no difference in Megillah and Torah. Torah is always b'tzibur. And if Megillah, b'tzibur, yeshiva is only b'di'evit, and Torah, he yaitzah b'di'evit yeshiva, so what's mashe'enkin b'Torah? Doesn't make sense. So you're going to have to say this, b'chalal no din amida, even the tzibur, by the gil, even l'chachila. And my tayin is din amida l'chachila. And that would, the sugya would stem. And then you could also say, like the Meiri, that there is a minig, not midina de gemara, came after the gemara, that we stand b'tzibur, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tafrei Sadek says, that the Balkari should stand. But if you're going to learn, let's say, like the Taz and the Gain and the Rambam, that Medina de Gemara is a din amida b'tzibur l'chatchila, so then you'd have to go the other way. That Mashenk and Vatari means even Medina did not yetsa, which is fine. The Bach holds that way. But the problem is, now we're being medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam never brings us halacha that then Tari b'deav did not yetsa. And the only thing the Rambam brings is that the Metargim can't be Nishan on the Oymed Akaira, El Oymed Veim of the Era, and Kosh, and then the Magais Maimonides Medayik, so Kosh came the Kaira. So Avada, the only Din Amida by Kriya Sateira that he brought all together was a Din Lechatchila. So if the Rambam holds that even Kriya Sateira, the Yaitse B'di'evit, and the Rambam holds by Megillah Al Kapanim B'tzibur, it's only been the Evet, so what's the difference? What's the Mashayin Kem B'Tayra? So the Prima Gadam asks this Kasha. Prima Gadam says two Turetzim. The Ikka Teretz he's saying is that by Megillah the Chachil is covered at Tzibur, and by Tayra the Chachil is covered at Tayra. But what comes out of Chilik Lahalacha? So one Chilik he says is Smicha. Covered at Tzibur he says, not a problem with Smicha. If someone's leaning while he's reading the Megillah, not a problem of covered at Tzibur. But it is a problem of Kavod HaTorah. The Rambam says that clearly by the Metargim. So that's one chiluk. And the Bir Halacha holds this way, Halacha L'maisa, Siman Tafrei Tzadik Sif Aleph, and he says, because he's going with the Meiri, he knows he's trying to say there, that if, let's say, the one reading the Megillah has to be leaning, it's okay. Because he can't say it's as Chomer as Kriyas HaTorah, because otherwise, what's the Mashen Kim HaTorah? But he's going with the Meiri, like I said, that it's only like just the Minig Yisrael, so Mel Smich is okay. Pimigadam also says another nafkimina, let's say the tzib is meichel al-kveidam. So by Megillah, let's say you have somebody that difficult for him to stand, or it's impossible. And the tzib says, we want him, he's our best malkari, we want him to read the Megillah. It's much more important to us that he reads the Megillah, and if he sits, it's okay. So that's fine. But if a tayr is a problem with covenant tayr, the tzib can't be meichel. It's a shayla, the Pimigadam talks about, maybe even covenant tzib, the tzib can't be meichel. But the problem is, if you hold like the Taz, that the Rambam is medayiket from the Mishnah, that you need Amida lechatchila, and then the Gemara says Mashenke b'Teira, and that's also only a din lechatchila, it doesn't stim. And you can't say a teretz, these chalukim, these nafkaminis lahalacha. The Gemara is saying, the way the Taz is learning, the Mishnah is saying that al kapanim in certain cases, and the Rambam explains that means b'tzibur, you need Amida lechatchila. And when it says Mashenke Mitarah, also it's talking about Betzibur, and Vaita means Amida Lechatchila, and you're going to say, it said that because it is Nafkaminis, and the Gain's also Shved. The Gain says that the Makar that the Rambam needs Amida by Megillah is from Kriya Satera. Sending Kabi Mechalik, if that's the Makar. And the Chuvah is the Gain also, that says Megillah, that Megillah is Lechatchila by Amida, and he says also Yalfina Mikriya Satera. But one second, Kriya Sateira, then what's Mashenke Mitaira? You're gonna have to say the Torah is even with the Evet, so how can you learn it from Kriya Sateira? The Chaya Pella. Then it's Vaseva says the Teretz. Vaseva says that the Gemara is not talking about Betzibur. The Gemara Taka means Lechatchila, but the Gemara is talking about Beyachid. Betzibur, they're both Lechatchila. Kavad Atzibur. That's what the Gain says. There's a din Kavad Atzibur. But the Gemara means Beyachid. That a kairi tayr, a kairi be megillah be yachid, even lechachili could be yeshev, but a type of tayra, then even be yachid, the kairi umma lechachila. A gvaldi gechidish, but I saw in the Sefer Torah Megillah, he says, Rabbeinu Avram, in the heart, I looked it up, Imamish says this, exactly this chidish as Vasemba says. Torah Megillah doesn't mean this Vasemba, he was mechavim to it, but it brings Rabbeinu Avram in the heart, which was a, he says he found later as a makar to what he said, and it's really in the Sfas Emes already, but the Ben of Ramanar is a good makar. Ben of Ramanar says that when the Gemara says, Masha Enkein v'tayra, it means because of the covet of the Sefer Torah, if you're reading a Sefer Torah, even if there's no tzibur, you have to read a umid, right? V'atapaya maydi madi, v'maysha beinu v'nashem, nothing to do with the tzibur, covet of Sefer Torah, even if you're not covered with tzibur. So, Mel, that will be miyashiv, that b'tzibur is a din amida. whether you learn it out from the Mishnah, whether you learn it out from Kriyas HaTorah, but there's a tzivur, there's dinah mida of kavod tzivur. But the difference between Megillah and Torah is not like Rashi says, Shankarim v'Torah v'tzivur miyoshev. Like if Ben Avram and Ahar, that v'yachid is a din of amida l'chadchila. So Tur Evan also was aimed on this pshat, but he also tells can't be. Why? Because he says, what are we talking about? If we're talking about before Mises Rabbi Gamliel, so all Torah was Ba'amida, so even Megillah would have to be Ba'amida, because Megillah is Torah. So before Mises Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishnah never would be able to say, Kairis the Megillah, Aymed v'yeshiv, that l'chachili you could do it v'yeshiva. All Torah is Ba'amida. So before Mises Rabbi Gamliel, then we know din yeshiva even by Megillah. Elamai, after Mises Rabbi Gamliel, so once it was Yared Chol Shalaylam, so there's no din amida by Torah either. So how could the Gemara contrast Torah to Megillah? Manushek, before Mises Rabbi Gamliel, they're both Ba'amida. After Mises Rabbi Gamliel, they're both v'yeshiva. You have to say it's going on Tzibur, after Mises Rabbi Gamliel, and by Megillah, even b'tzibur, you could do it v'yeshiva, and by Torah, b'tzibur al-kapanim v'nin amida. Okay, we're still going to have a kasha. The Taz and the Gain, the way they learn the Rabbah, that Medina the Mishnah, Medina the Gemara, Megillah is the same as Torah. They both have a din of amida b'tzibur, mishim kavod tzibur. So as Rasam says, I disagree with your anacha. Before Mises Rabbi Gamliel, Megillah also was b'yeshiva. It's not Torah. Torah is when you're learning Torah. Melen Torah, you need amida. Megillah is a b'yeitz mitzvah Megillah. It's a divitzel zafar simenes. That's not learning Torah. So mainly, even before Mises Rabbi Gamliel, Megillah had to be sitting. Megillah could be sitting, and Torah had to be sitting. That's pshat in the Gemara. Megillah before Mises Rabbi Gamliel was Ayman v'yeshiv. And then afterwards, Mashenke Mataya because Kivyachav Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'amina, and then the Gemara says, Torah changed by Mises Rabbi Gamliel. See, we brought a brisk Rav, earlier, way back in Avgimah and Aleph, there's a Kunchus Chanukah Megillah from Chaim and Turchin, Simon Dal, and he brings it to Brisk Rav, says, you're not Yates in the Mitzvah Talmud Torah by Kriyas and Megillah, because the Kriyas is not Midin Liman HaTorah, it's Midin Persim and Ace. That's when he says, Mavatlan Talmud Torah for Kriyas Megillah, because Kriyas Megillah doesn't have a din Talmud Torah. So Meli, you wouldn't need Amida. It doesn't have a din of Torah. Now there's two ways to theorize this Torah. The Svas Emes says that there is Taka Adin Amida whenever you read the Sefer Torah, even today, even the Yachid. Because Mises Rabbi Gamliel was only when they were teaching Torah, not with the Sefer Torah. So there, before Rabbi Gamliel, they all learned Torah B'Amida. When the Yared Chol Shalaylam, so you can't learn Torah B'Amida, so you learn Torah B'Yeshiva. Now, Shenkin, reading a Sefer Torah, that's not the common way of learning Torah. So they kept that up that Takana. So that's what the Gemara means. That any time you want to read the Megillah today, you can read it B'Yeshiva, doesn't have it in Torah. But if you want to read the Sefer Torah today, you can only read it Ma'amida. Mafi this Mahalach, or Ben Avraham and Ahar, that Mashenkim and Torah doesn't mean like Rashi, Shenkar and Torah B'Tzibur, it means all Kriyas of Torah. Because what they changed after Mishra and Gamliel was not learning Torah, but not when you're learning from a Sefer Torah. But the term Megillah mentions, and the Rambam never brings it in. The Rambam never brings you this halacha, that whenever you're reading a Torah, it should be Ba'amida. Why did the Rambam leave it out? And so again, just the Chazar over. You could say, if you want, that the Rambam held as a din l'chadchila, and the Rambam brought it by Metargim, but then you're going to have to say by Megillah, even l'chadchila, you could read it b'tzibur, miyoshif. So why does the Rambam say that mishum kavod tzibur? Not? That's a shbet d'dikat hakana. But that's not Medina de Gemara. That's how the Be'er Halacha learns it to me. But if you learn that the Rambam means Medina de Gemara, so then you got a problem, because if the Rambam learned the Gemara B'tzibur, and the Rambam holds both of them, al-lechatchila, you need Amida, and both of them, then you have a Yetzib Yeshiva, what's a Mashenkim Atar? So because of that, we say Mashenkim Atar means a Yachid. That a Yachid needs Amida al-lechila. So where did the Rambam bring the din of Yachid? It's like the term Megillah, fine. The Gemara means Kaidim Yisus Rabbi Gamliel. The whole mission is Nishnas Kaidim Yisus Rabbi Gamliel. I mean, Megillah is both. There's no chiluk. Megillah is not Torah. So Megillah is a din hakapanim biyachid that lechachila you could do yeshiva even kaidem misas Rabbi Gamliel. Mashenkim b'tayr means that kaidem misas Rabbi Gamliel. There's a din of amida, but the Rambam never brings that din amida of kaidem misas Rabbi Gamliel because it changed. Now hakapanim the Rambam's miyushiv because the Gemara is not tumeb tzibis tumeb biyachid. Another interesting in the Kuda is the Ksam Sefer's Kasha that we said before from Kami Rishenim Al Kopanim B'Yachid Megillah, you could read even Lechachila B'Yeshiva. So Ksam Sefer asks a Kasha, it's in Erech Chaim Siman and Aleph, that the Gemara earlier said, why don't we do Halal on Purim? One of the Turitzim was because Kriyas Zu Alela, Kriyas Megillah is Halal. Now, if you yate to the mitzvah of Kriyas Halal when you read the Megillah, Kriyas Halal needs a midah. That's it says in the Meis Yosef, Simen Tavchav Beis, B'Shem the Shibol Elekin, it's a Psach and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tavchav Beis Siv Zayin. So if Halal needs a midah, how could you be yate to Kriyas Megillah be Yeshiva? What happened to the mitzvah of Halal which needs a midah? As I fake the Sam Sefer, and he blames with the Tzarechian. Now, Bamish, you could get around the Kasha, L'chayr. Because the Shilta Gevayim brings from the Riyaz, he says like this, if a Talmud Eretz Yisrael Mepharish appears like Achila Mutlukas Miyashiv, and then he writes, V'chei Nirin Be'enai, V'kriyas Halal, Shem Ratzel Akreisim Miyashiv Rishis B'yadai. So he says, since you see Megillah is evil like Achila, V'chei Nirin Be'enai V'kriyas Halal, L'chayr means, and I see from there, who would have V'kriyas Halal? The Kitzah, but he says clearly that how you could even lechatchila do miyoshiv. There's a rekeach, the Beis Yosef, being the Simtaf of Beis, also it says that how is even lechatchila miyoshiv. So you knew at Rishainim, and the Riaz is a little bit mashma that he learned it from there, that how could be miyoshiv. So Elamai, what's the kasha? The kasha is on the Rishainim, then hold that how has to be my midah. The Shibali Aleket, which the Beis Yosef brings down the Psaka to Shulchan Aruch. Well, we also have Rishainim that don't pass in Kriyas Zu Alela. The Rambam does, and the Bahag. The Rambam paskins, it's on Hilchis Chanukah, Perek Gimel Lachavav, and the Bahag also paskins that the reason why we don't say Halal on Purim is because Kriyas Megillah is Hal. But the Bikyasev brings in the Paiskim is a whole Shiloh, because the Me'imi says a Bikyadish. He says, let's say you don't have a Megillah, and you're not going to be reading Megillah because you don't have one. So he says, you should say Halal. As I like the Me'imi. The Mishaburah brings it down. Simitav Reish Sadi Gimels have gotten Zayin. But the Bikyasev rings, I forget, I'm sorry, the Mishaburah doesn't bring that. The Mishaburah brings it like the Paiskim, I mean the other way, sorry. The Bikyasev brings it the Paiskim while we Paskim like Rava. The Rambam and the Bahag Paskim that, that Kriyas Zu Alela. And the Me'imi says, Mikayach Nad, that if you don't have the Megillah, you read Halal. But the Bikyasev says the Paiskim don't bring this down. Vice is the Paiskim hold like Rava. That's not, I can't the Avdei HaShveirish anad. So Memela, Oiba Zai, you don't say Halal. The Mishaburah says to you don't say Halal. So Chai, you can get around this question. You can say that the Rishayna that hold that Halal needs that mean that no Kriyas Zu Alela. And the Rishayna that say that Kriyas Zu Alela, they can hold that Halal doesn't need that mean. Well, the Maisa, I don't think it's such a good teretz, because Rav Nachman says Kriyas Zu Alela. So if the din is by Megillah, that even Lechachila it's Miyoshiv, Rav Nachman can't hold that way. So the Rishayim have been Medayik, that must mean Lechachila be Yeshiva. If Rav Nachman holds Kriyas Zu Alela, for him has to be a midah, so you see he's not learning the Mishnah like you. I think the whole kash is not so shver. Einachinami yates in the mitzvahs Kriyas Halal on day Kriyas Megillah, but the din amida is not any time you're being yates in the mitzvahs kriyas halal in amida. Halal bezunda needs amida. It says halal Hashem va'imdim veis Hashem va'leilais. Then we're dying from the psukim. Halal needs amida. Kriyas megillah you yates a halal with kriyas megillah, but it's not mamish halal. Kriyas megillah doesn't need amida. They weren't misakin halal because the inyan of halal again in kriyas megillah. But since you're not doing it on the day kriyas halal, then kriyas megillah. Kriyas Megillah doesn't have a din of a midah lechachila. I don't think that's so shver. There's also a shmuz about brachos. If you, let's say, halacha l'maisa, let's say you're reading the Megillah in yeshiva, you're not betzivah, but you're reading it at home. So, the Magen Avraham brings, in Simen Tafrei Tzadik, Sifkat Aleph, that he brings, the Beis Yosef says in Simen Ches HaKlal, that all brachos and mitzvahs have to be by midah. And the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen Tafrei Tzadik, brings this, that even though when you're reading not the tzibur, it's lechatchila to read it be yeshiva, and that's what the minig is. But lemaisa, the brachas you have to say by amida, and the sharetzion, he says that even the ones listening to the brachas, shmei kaina also need amida. Peyeshua is interesting. Peyeshua says that the Mishnah's mashma, that the brachas are be yeshiva. I don't see where he sees the mashma. He says, so the sasamis is bothered. But he says like this. He says the klal davar is, if the mitzvah needs amida, then the brachas need amida. That's what the Beis Yosef means. So tzitzis, the atifas at tzitzis should be done by amida, and that's why the bracha is amida. Who didn't see Yisrael Eimer? Ukadayma. But the Magavram is a mashma way. The Magavram is mashma, even the mitzvahs be yeshiva, the bracha has to be by amida. So as Emes is bothered, that you see by, there are some mitzvahs, the mashal sukkah, leishiv sukkah, where we say the leishiv sukkah after we say amaitzi, and we say be yeshiva, or achilas matzah, we say a bracha, al achilas matzah be yeshiva. So why would Megillah, which you're doing be yeshiva, that l'chare that we should go right to pay Yeshua, that the din of birchs and mitzvahs b'amida is when the din mitzvahs b'amida, so then the bracha also gets his din b'amida. But when the din mitzvahs be yeshiva, so then the bracha can be yeshiva. Now maybe there's a chilek that by mitzvah sukkah, achilas matzah, you're eating, and the eating really is supposed to be yeshiva, that's a normal way to eat. So if the mitzvah is supposed to be yeshiva, then the bracha should be yeshiva. Hashem came when the mitzvah could be either one. No bezunder and din, it should be yeshiva, could be either one. So mela, ay bezai, the bracha then should be b'amidah v'tzarechim bezai.